Welcome to Money Isn't Scary, a podcast for women to explore our fears around money and inspire each other to be financially empowered. I'm Megan Dwyer, and I'm making it my personal mission to remove the taboo around money and help women rewrite their stories so they can stop staying small and begin to live life on their terms. In this show, we get real and uncomfortable as we unpack our beliefs, thoughts, and behaviors that aren't serving us anymore. I can't wait for you to join me on this journey, so let's dive in. Hi, you guys. Welcome to another episode of the Money Isn't Scary podcast. I'm Megan Dwyer. Today, I'm chatting with Emily Nichols, a podcast host, mother, and habit coach who helps busy moms develop sustainable health habits. In her work, Emily shares solutions on how to live a healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel overwhelming or complicated, but rather sustainable and empowering. What I learned from Emily is that this is less about forcing yourself to do the things that you really don't want to do, and more about learning how to love ourselves more. Because when we love ourselves, we treat ourselves with respect and kindness. And it doesn't always have to look perfect either. Emily's personality and positive outlook is contagious, and I just know you guys are going to not only love her, but take away a few little nuggets of inspiration as well, especially the pee squats. Those are a game changer. But before we get into the episode and you even have a clue what I'm talking about, here's a little bit more about Emily. Emily Nichols is the host of Habit Hack Your Health, a top 1% podcast that helps working moms and entrepreneurs habit hack their health in less time, guilt-free. From her own struggles, Emily finally found that women have to do habits differently, and she's sharing the solutions on how to live a healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel overwhelming or complicated, but rather sustainable and empowering through the power of habit hacking. Think of atomic habits for women. Emily is now on a mission to redefine what health really means and equip other women with these sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out and start putting yourself first without the guilt. And she does this through her podcast, her programs, her coaching, and tools from the Transformation Shop. In our conversation, we talk about habit stacking, what it is and how we can start to implement it in our everyday lives, the importance of focusing on fundamental needs, separating fact from feeling, and other tips to tweak spending habits, and so much more. You guys can find more from Emily on her website, where she has all kinds of resources that you can go check out. You can also listen to her podcast, Habit Hack Your Health, which is out there on any podcast platform. And you can also find her on social media as well. All right, you guys. Now, without further ado, here is my conversation with the amazing Emily Nichols. Hi, Emily. Welcome to the Money Isn't Scary podcast. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
I'm really excited for this conversation because I am, I think, your target audience, one of those stressed out, overwhelmed working moms who feels like most days she's living life in reactive mode. So I'm really excited to learn more about how you work with other moms and how you make them feel better about getting through the everyday, because these days are long. But first, I would love to start by having you tell our listeners a little bit more about you and why you got started in this kind of work.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me on the show. I did not expect myself to be in this line of work, but I feel like most folks who are coaching women out there, you kind of have your own story and your own transformation. And you're like, well, I can help others feel amazing as well. So really, it started for me back in 2015. I was really overworked, overstressed, trying to climb the corporate ladder, like trying to be like a Pinterest perfect mom for my boys. And I dealt with that in really unhealthy ways. I felt anxious all the time. I turned to food, in particular, like cookies. I love cookies.
Me too.
I would feel guilt and shame around what I was eating. I would hide it from my husband and my kids. You know, like a glass of wine would turn into like 2-3 glasses of wine. Excessive online shopping to help with cope, which that could be an episode all in itself.
Oh, yeah. You're not alone.
I know, right? And we came to a point, my husband and I together, actually, where it was like, we're not living our best lives and we're not setting the best example for our boys. So let's take charge of our health. He had come off a time where he was working like night shift, second shift, weekends. Our schedule was just all over the place and our health felt tense. So we really just started digging deep into around our food habits and what we were fueling our bodies with, because what we were fueling our bodies with wasn't making us feel really good. We wanted to have healthy meals with our kids. So we just really dug deep into healthy eating habits. And at the end of 30 days, it was kind of like, oh, wow, I kind of like stuck to some healthy eating habits. I wasn't dieting. I was just really noticing, like, if something caused me to stress out, instead of turning to like cookies, I like went outside and got some fresh air, or I made a hot cup of tea. So I knew I was habit hacking, that I was replacing an unhealthy habit with a new healthy habit. And it just kind of snowballed from there, because I was the type of person when it came to health, I saw it as dieting, right? I had to like restrict my calories. I had to like work out to like be skinny. And I really didn't talk very nice to myself either. And what I came to realize was, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. You can just create some healthy habits in your life to help you train for life, right? Because life is hard. We're tired. We're overstimulated. We have so many tabs open in our heads. And I would try to do all the things as far as like dieting, like on a Monday, and by Friday, I like failed because I was trying to do too much at once. But I noticed when I focused just on my healthy eating habits for just a month, I was like, that was attainable. And then from there, I was like, well, I'm going to move my body more. I feel better. I feel like more energetic and want to. And then from there, I really started digging deep into personal development and podcasts and listening to books and thinking of ways where I could do a lot of this that worked for me. Because at the same time, my husband was going through the same type of internal, external transformation. But I was like, why is it so much easier for him? Like, he would be like, oh, like I can eat healthy, like no big deal. Like I just have to work. I'm just going to go like for like an hour run and like go to the gym and
Don't
like,
you hate that?
And like, not to like dog on like his role as like a dad and my husband, but I think just as women, we have to do habits differently because we are very nurturing beings. When life gets crazy, busy, chaotic as it does, what is the first thing to go? Our own selves, our own health, our own self-care. But I noticed when I started prioritizing my health and not like crazy extreme ways, I was more patient. I was more present. I felt more mental clarity. I stopped overspending and adding to cart over all the time.
Yes.
And my kids got the benefit of that as well. So from there, you know, I started teaching fitness classes. And then I noticed when I was chatting with women and helping coach them, I was like, well, we know what we got to do, right? We got to move our bodies. We got to eat foods to like make us feel great. And we got to talk nicer to ourselves. But that feels really hard in all reality, because that's opening up like essentially another tab in our head when we already have all these tabs open.
It's like more work to think about it, to plan to do that, right? Versus
it's
just
like,
being on autopilot.
It's exhausting, right? So starting a new habit, right, takes mental energy. So what I've come to realize and what I've learned becoming a behavior change specialist and hosting the show Habit Hack Your Health is creating habit hacks that don't seem hard, that don't come from the sense of diet culture, but really just, you know, habit hacking my own health so I can show up as the best version of myself. And then these strategies become an unconscious habit that you're able to pivot your habits in all seasons of your life. As your kids get older, as your work changes, as you go through different seasons of the year, what you're doing in January won't necessarily be the same like in December of that year. And that's okay. So it's all about learning these habit hacks and systems, seeing what you already have as far as your habits and replacing those with healthier habits in order just to feel your best. We're tired of dieting. We're tired of like all the fads. We just want to have energy and feel our best. And that's where the true magic is, because then everyone wins. And with us being nurturing beings, that's a really great motivator.
Yeah. And I have so many things I want to say, but what just came to my mind is, in addition to all of that, we also want to have freedom. We want to be able to feel like we can come and go as we please. We can make the decisions that we want and not feel guilty about it. And we can, at the end of the day, have that cookie or like a couple of spoonfuls of ice cream or whatever it is. For me, it was either ice cream or M&Ms that I was dealing with or that I was eating to cope with the stressors that I was going through. And, you know, we can talk more about that. But I feel like a lot of women, this is what happens. Like, you don't anticipate life being as hard as it is. And when you've got kids, especially little ones, right? And I think that was where you were in 2015 at that point too. there's a lot that we can't control. And so I feel like sometimes it gets so busy that things spiral out of control. And that's sort of where we feel that like helpless, right? Like we're just in this reactive mode every day. And it feels like it does tend to feel, and I was never like this. I was somebody like, I used to run marathons, you know what I mean? Like I used to like control everything I ate and, you know, through dieting or whatever. And I was very strict around things because I could control. And now I'm just at a stage where I can't. And it feels like I'm all over the place. And I'm sure this is a common feeling that many women that you work with are feeling, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're just so, and we have the best of intentions and we keep trying and trying and trying because we know we feel better when we take care of ourselves. Like you go like take a walk
Yeah.
with your girlfriend, you're like, oh, I should do this more often. I feel so
Yes.
much better. But like she's busy, you're busy, you're like, okay, well, I'll see you in 6 months to do this again,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
And it doesn't have to be that way, but it doesn't have to be bigger than what it is. It can be super simple, healthy things you can do every day. And I kind of see it as like a pitcher of water, right? The more like you drop in little drops of water into it, you're going to fill up that pitcher and you want to have it overflowing and everyone you love gets that overflow. But starting it can be really tricky.
So let's just jump in. Like, what are habit hacks and what are some examples that you work with your mom clients on? And I'm sure this is all customized to each individual's life and lifestyle and everything that they have going on, right? But can you just start by naming a few maybe basic ones that you think are more kind of universal for all a lot of working moms?
Yeah. So I have a 5-step system. It's like habit strategy 101 because you really have to start with like one thing. I've learned that personally, and I've learned that with other moms trying to do it all, like you're going to get too overwhelmed. So I would first step back, and I do this all from the lens of health, right? And think of like your habit identity, right? Who do you want to be, and what habits are going to support who you want to be,
That's
right?
intention. I love it. That's starting with
Yeah.
intention, taking a step
Yeah.
back and thinking, how do I want to show up today, right?
And
Now and in the
what
future.
habit? Yeah, well, what habits will support that? You know, if you find yourself feeling like a habit is to get on Amazon and just add to cart because you're just and you're buying things you don't need because you get that rush of buying it and it comes like later in the day,
Yeah.
sometimes in some
Yeah.
cases it's instant gratification.
Totally.
So taking a step back and be like, well, I am a person with healthy spending habits. I don't emotionally spend. So like what habits support that? It's like, okay, when I'm all up in my feelings, I will do this other habit instead. I will go for a walk. I will delete Amazon off my phone as an app so it's not easily accessible. Setting your, excuse me, self up for success with that. But then the next step would be to think of something called your fundamental needs, right? We have Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? It's a little pyramid at the base of it. You work your way up. It's your needs, your motivational needs, and what your needs and what motivates you over time. And what's at the bottom of that pyramid is just your basic fundamental needs. With women, when we're thinking of health, we overcomplicate it, right? We're like, I am trying to like meditate for like 30 minutes a day. I'm gonna go for like this big long nature walk and just connect with myself. That sounds good, but we're not doing any of it. We're not taking care of like our basic fundamental needs. Are we resting? Are we moving our bodies in some form? Are we eating to fuel our bodies while still enjoying foods? Are we drinking enough water? Are you drinking coffee all day? At the base of that pyramid, it's just your basic fundamental needs. And if none of that is in place, everything else crumbles. You know, your
Right.
relationships, your own self-actualizations at the top, but we have no base of support. So when I say fundamental needs, I just focus on three areas. So food, freedom, mindset, or movement. Like for me, when I started my own journey, I really started with food because that was my biggest struggle. And then from there, it's just to evaluate. Where's all your time going? Okay. So, say you want to like focus on food. You're like, I want to meal prep 30 minutes a week, right? Keep it super small and super simple. And then you're like, okay, well, when am I going to find time to do that? So,
Right.
stepping back and looking at, okay, what does my calendar consistently look like every week? Where does this make sense to do little mini meal preps? And more than likely, you'll find some time wasters in your day as well, such as scrolling or, you know, getting caught up in an email chain, and then you're not really getting any work done. And then from there is like where we do some juicy, juicy habit strategies. So some actual habit hacks. So if we're using like a meal prep habit hack example, one of my favorite meal prep habit hacks is kind of using like a cue, routine, reward. You're making a little habit loop. So like a cue for this would be every time I make dinner, that's your cue. The routine is I will throw extra protein in the oven. The reward on the other side is I did a little mini meal prep. And then the next day you go to have like some chicken on a salad for lunch. And you're like, thank you, me from the past, for setting myself up for success.
I love that one because I feel like I'm always looking for a little something like protein, like especially when I'm working from I work from home.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm hungry, but I'm not just going to sit here and eat like, you know, the kids leftover, like whatever, mac and cheese from last night or something. Like I need to have like, sure, I can have a couple bites of that, but like I need to actually fuel my body too. So
yeah.
I love that one.
And it's thinking of it in so simple terms, right? Because when we think of meal prep, you see everyone on Sundays doing like a big hashtag meal prep Sunday. They have all these beautiful meal prep containers. I've done meal prep Sundays. I love them. But I've noticed over time, I'm like, I can't consistently do this because this comes up, this comes up. This is taking way too long. And the cleanup with it, oh my gosh, the cleanup with it, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't have time for that. So I do little habit hacks like that throughout the week because A, it's easy, and B, it doesn't take up a lot of time. So that is a really simple habit hack. And thinking about this, I like to say from the lens of my philosophy, Atomic Habits for Women, right? We've all read that book by James Clear. It's a great, great habit strategy, but it's kind of like, okay, well, how can I tweak this a little bit differently for a busy working mom to make it make sense? Make it make sense.
Yes,
for
exactly. Life,
right. And then the last step is to really track and then start stacking more, right? So maybe you put up a habit tracker on your fridge, a little extra accountability. Your kids, your spouse sees it that you're going to do these mini meal preps, you know, a couple days a week, you're going to throw in extra protein and whatever. That way you're able to see your progress over time. Cause a lot of times, like if you miss a day, we're like, oh, woe is me. I just can't do it. And if you look at a tracker, you're like, well, actually I've done it like 4 out of 7 days this week. I'm not doing that bad. Cause sometimes we need the facts, not the feeling.
Right.
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 And then from there you can start stacking more. Right. So maybe you're rocking your meal prep. You're like, okay, well, I'm going to stack on something else. I want to move my body every day. And you go through the process again. You go through the whole process again. So, and it's slowly adding on these more habits to eventually what you have done is you curated some really healthy habits for yourself in a system where you're able to move them around and pivot them as different seasons of your life come and go. And this is what we dig super deep in inside of my Healthy Habits Accelerator program is we kind of speak about specific challenges around mindset, movement, and food freedom for busy working moms, create some custom habit loops and track it over time. And then from there, what you'll notice is, you know, maybe 21 days, maybe up to 90 days. You're like, I don't have to track it anymore. I'm just doing it. Right.
Right.
And that's the point we want to get to.
I love that because you're right. It's just learning. It's just slowing down enough to learn the ways that this can fit into our lives. And for me, it's like, oh God, like you hit the nail on the head when you were like, oh, I don't have time for that. I told myself that for years that I don't have time to meal prep on Sundays. So I'm like, well, I've got my kids. What am I going to do? I've got to run errands. Usually we have, you know, events, activities, stuff like that going on. And I'm like, how am I going to do that? How am I going to fit that into my life? And you're right that it starts with the mindset piece of saying, hey, yeah, actually I can do that. I if it's a priority to me, I will find time to do it. And it's, and you have to actually take that step to do it. Otherwise it doesn't get done. It never gets done. Right. So it's almost like accountability. You need to, and I think that's what you provide for your clients is that accountability to make sure that it actually gets done because, you know, we have the best of intentions. We want to make changes. We want to do these things and feel better for our kids and have more energy and not feel exhausted all the time, but it's hard.
I mean, how many of your listeners, I know with my listeners, if I were to ask them, I'm like, how many like free like downloads have you downloaded around meal prep or like a workout challenge that you never did? Or how many courses have you invested in and you just didn't do anything with it? We have the best of intentions. You just have to have a little extra accountability in place to actually make it happen and actually having it from your perspective, right? Your perspective and realizing that you have to give yourself grace over time and realize what your capacity is for the season of life that you are in right now as well.
That's the biggest thing too. Again, like not beating ourselves up, because for me, something that just constantly goes through my head is I'm like, okay, well, I don't feel like I'm as put together as I was even 5 years ago. I mean, I feel like 5 years ago, I had one kid and a newborn, and I could still, there was still so much more in my life that I could control. But certainly even 10 years ago when it was, I didn't even have kids. And it's just, I need to recognize is that I was at a different stage of life then. And I don't need to feel bad for where I am. But I think sometimes you just can't help but fall into this kind of like victim mindset that you see all these other people out there that look like they're thriving. And you're like, how do I have that? I don't know. Right.
Girl, I swear, like, I can't tell you how many people I coach where we have to sit down and be like, let's not compare yourself to a past version of yourself. You have to think about what season of life you were in, what, how big your kids or little your kids were, what type of work you were doing at the time. Like it's, you're totally different now, even as we age, right? You're like, what I used to do for my body back then doesn't work now. And I have to reevaluate that and be okay with that as well. Even your spending habits, right? Like 10 years ago, like the living expenses weren't as high, or maybe you make more money now, but now you are not paying for daycare, but you're paying for, you know, shoes for your kids, or, and they get more expensive. They get
$150 a pair. It's crazy. I know.
Girl,
I know.
Girl, well, even, you know, we're at the point now where my oldest is going to be getting a car in the new year. And we're like, okay, he has a job. He's going to be learning about, you know, paying for his gas and insurance. And I'm like, he can't pay for all that by himself right now because he can't make enough to provide for a part-time job. So it's thinking about, you know, giving yourself grace to where you are right now and taking that and pivoting your habits and being okay with that.
So I love this because this is a really good tie-in to the conversations that I have around, you know, money and being intentional around your money. So there's a lot of habits that we do related to money, spending habits and stuff that I think we just kind of naturally just go to, right? So I think the biggest piece to all of this is, first of all, recognizing the behaviors and the habits that we already have, like having that self-awareness, and then knowing what to do to change. But some of those are around money, right? So if we're, I just think about like, the, you know, your morning coffee. I mean, a lot of times people will just go out and go to whatever it is, Starbucks or something, and that's just a habit. And it can add up, right? So let's kind of like talk a little bit more about different types of spending habits and what we can do to tweak those in order to have, to feel less, I don't know, guilty or less shame around kind of where our dollars go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. And I think it really starts with kind of like what I mentioned before, Megan, is having facts, not feelings, right? Yeah. And maybe it's, you know, I love a good Starbucks. And I used to be part of a running group with a group of girls. And the only reason I was part of it is because we went to Starbucks afterwards and would like hang out and have like time together, which I love.
Yeah.
Well, I spent a lot of money at Starbucks getting a coffee like 5 days a week and doing our monthly budget. My husband's like, excuse me, Miss Starbucks over here, what are you doing? And it, sitting down and seeing how much that accumulated over the month, it was like, oh, okay. Like I was caught up in like the community, like the hanging out, the coffee didn't matter for me. It was like the feeling associated with
absolutely.
It.
I say that all the time. It's like, I love that feeling. First of all, you're coming back from a run too. So you're kind of on that runner's high and you feel really good and proud of yourself for doing it. And then you're in community with other women who are in the same place as you. So you already have something in common and there's just that social aspect to it, but yeah, it can It can add up.
Yeah. And it was just looking at those facts and not coming to it from it like accusatory, like, why are you spending all this money? It was just like, girl, do you realize how much you're spending at Starbucks every month? And I was like, ooh, no, I didn't. So it was like, okay, well, I'll just get a coffee like one time a week. The rest of the time, I'll just grab a water because I just wanted to like hang out with my girls. So it was like the feeling and the habit associated with it. And sometimes looking at the facts when it comes to how is this affecting my bottom line as far as like my budget goes and what I'm spending. Is this really a priority? Is this going to really make or break my relationships if I don't have the coffee? No, they don't care. We're just hanging out. So for that, I had to sit back and kind of checking in, seeing some facts around that. And I do think sitting down and making a habit, like a monthly habit of doing a budget with your partner is a really great idea, as much as like that makes my palms sweat and I hate it because I'm the spender and my husband's the saver. He's got the Excel spreadsheet, like pivot tables and all the things. And I'm just like, I don't want to do it, but I feel so much better after we do it. And it's really great communication for us as well. Just, you know, check in monthly business meeting as far as like the household spending, but also looking into, like I said, when I was going through that time back in 2015, one of the unhealthy habits I had was overspending. And it was always clothes. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just clothes for me. It was like clothes for my boys. Like, oh, they're getting bigger. They need a whole new wardrobe. And oh, if I spend $50 more, I'll get free shipping. I might as well get myself some new workout leggings and too.
Right? What do you think was behind that? Because when I started this podcast, I was in that. Like I was spending to fill a void. So in your mind, I'm just curious, what was going on? What was that shopping both for you and for your boys? What was the feeling behind that?
I think for me, it was a sense of feeling confident in myself. A new, you know, that feeling when you get like a new outfit and you wear it and everyone's like, oh, I love your outfit. It looks, I mean, that feels really good.
Right.
And I love clothes. I love fashion. I love the way they make me feel. I've worked from home like for the past 5 years. I'm like, nobody cares what I'm wearing like at home. It's just me and my dog. you know what I mean?
Yeah, same.
But I feel like I tried to justify it back then by including outfits for my boys as well. Like exactly. If I'm gonna spend for me, well, the boys needed, they outgrew clothes, or it was Christmas time and I wanted to get them nice outfits for the holiday season. And I wanted to get myself something. And then, oh, hubby, I threw in a shirt for you too. And he's like, I don't care. I'll wear the same shirt for 10 years in a row.
I know.
You know, I think for me, it was a sense of feeling confident, because a lot of times I do really struggle with my own mindset as far as like, oh, why don't you look like this? Or when you wear a certain outfit, like you feel a certain way. So for me, it was filling a void of feeling not very confident in myself. And I had to realize that habit. It was like, what's triggering me to go spend? It's like, well, usually I would be on social media scrolling and see someone that I thought looked a certain way. And I was like, oh, I love their outfit because the way they look, I want to look that way too. Too easy to add to cart from there, right?
Oh,
and
yes.
Over time, it was like, okay, well, I need to get off social media and realize, you know, I have limits set on my phone. Like it comes up when it's like, you've been on Instagram for an hour today. I'm like, okay, I'm out. Bye. I'm gone. Just as a habit, because I have to have some type of trigger in mind to remind me to get off, because it sucks you in. That is like the purpose of it, right? They want to keep you on the platform as long as possible. But then also realizing if I start scrolling and shopping, I don't purchase. And I give myself usually like 5 minutes as a little habit hack to be like, okay, do I really need this? Do I really want this? And most of the time I take it out of my cart because I don't really need it or want it.
Yeah. And like check in with yourself. How am I feeling right now? Am I actually buying this because I need it or want it? Or am I doing it because I'm feeling like, list the emotions, right? Stressed, overwhelmed, shamed, tired, like whatever it is, right? So those are all components to this. And I think you mentioned something around buying something for the boys as a way to sort of justify the purchases to yourself. That is something we all do. I do the exact same thing. I go to Target and I'm like, oh, I'm here because I needed to get paper towels. I needed to get diapers or whatever it was for the kids back then. And I was spending God knows how much money on things for myself. And it was all just that little like boost of serotonin that I needed, because I think, and I agree with you on the confidence piece, that I was struggling so much and I had so little confidence in myself as a mother because I didn't know what I was doing, that I needed to find this, whatever, pair of shoes or this article of clothing or something to make myself feel better and actually feel confident on the outside, right? From I needed to compensate for it.
Yeah, totally. And that's really hard to do when you are used to getting that rush. You have to replace that rush with something else. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's you get up and you crank up like your favorite like playlist on Spotify and jump around and get like that energy boost or those happy hormones running through your body. Or maybe it's you go out for a walk, or maybe it's you like send a funny meme to like your girl chat group, like do something else to replace that. So you're getting the same feeling, but you're not overspending on things you don't need. Yeah. And then having the guilt and shame that comes with that once it all comes in the mail.
Is there a strategy to finding that replacement habit that you come up with?
Yeah, I think it's really thinking about replacing that feeling with the same type of feeling, but it's a healthier habit, right? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of folks, when they're trying to give up smoking, that's a really bad habit. But that nicotine high, you feel really good. Sometimes that's why they replace it with food, right? Or they replace mm-hmm. it with junk food because it gives them the same feeling. Maybe it's really reevaluating, okay, well, what's the trigger, and replacing the trigger with something else. So, you know, maybe it's like when I get on social media, then I find myself shopping. It's like, okay, well, don't get on social media between this time and this way. You aren't triggered to go do that.
Yeah. I feel like for me, I'm going to ask you a personal question. For me, it's like at the end of the day, I feel like I have worked so hard and I'm so tired and I've just cleaned up dinner. I've just gotten the kids in their pajamas and they're kind of like chilling out, reading or watching TV or whatever it is they're doing. And that for me is when I'm like, okay, I'm going to go for the M&Ms or whatever sweet thing I have in the house. Cause it's almost like it's a reward for me because I have just been going all day. So for me, I think it's like, it's the reward thing. And I think it's also a little bit of a, like, I deserve this kind of thing. Like I worked and I wonder what that is. Maybe it's the fact that, you know, some of my needs haven't been met during the day, but I'm curious your thoughts on that and what I could do to replace it.
Yeah, I used to eat ice cream every night after I put my kids to bed too. Like it started when I was pregnant, really. And then like once they were born, I was like, well, I'm just going to keep eating ice cream.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, dairy didn't agree with me after a while, but I still kept eating it because I was like, it's a habit. I have insane. It was like, this makes me feel good. Like,
yes, the sugar, sugar's addictive too.
And what I really did, this was actually one of the habits I replaced back in 2015, was the nightly ice cream. I did a whole ritual of where I would come downstairs and I would make a fancy cup of green tea, which I know doesn't sound as fun as like ice cream, but it was like the ritual of making it. Like the house was dark. It was just me downstairs in the kitchen creating my hot cup of green tea. I would take it up to bed. I've already washed my face. I like get my cozy jammies on and I'd settle into bed. I would either read a book or I would just like talk with my husband. I was like, this feels really good. This feels good. Or I would just like not, or I would just like watch funny like dog like TikToks online that make me feel good. Yeah. Right. So it's a matter of like, okay, yeah, you deserve to take some time for yourself and feel good, but asking yourself, well, is this ice cream serving me, doing it every single night? And you're like, well, probably not. Well, it's like, maybe I just go have like a bite of ice cream and see how that feels. And you still get the same like warm, fuzzy feelings from it, but maybe replace it with another habit that has a couple other habits stacked on top of it that just make you feel really good, but that's a little healthier and serves you more in the long term. I still make green tea every night and I'll still every once in a while have ice cream too. And that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Because after a while, it doesn't make you feel good when you're having it, you know, day after day after day, but you still do
it. It's not special then. So when I have it now, I'm like, ooh, it's special. And I get to like enjoy it now versus like, I'm just having my ice cream every night. Now it's more like special.
It's like you check in the box at that point. Like, okay, this is just part of my routine. This is what I'm doing. Now I'm going to have the ice cream. Yeah. Yeah. And you don't want to do it that way because that doesn't feel good. And that's not, you know, aligned with how you want to feel. Right. And that's ultimately what we're getting at here. Mm-hmm. This is so good. There's so many things that I'm learning from this as well, because I also have read Atomic Habits with James Clear and felt so motivated after reading the book. Yeah. And of course, like everybody, it all just falls to the wayside, right? Because you've got you know, so many other things going on. So I really think checking back in with yourself and having that accountability is key here. Like, what's the goal that we want to accomplish? I'm going to be 40 in a few months. And I keep thinking to myself, like, do I want to be this like exhausted mom? I mean, I've gained weight since I've had, you know, in the last like couple, like 2 years or so. And I'm not where I wanted to be. And I fall asleep in my kid's bed all the time. And I've got mascara on my face. Right. And like, I'm being totally brutally honest with you and the listeners here, because I'm sure there's so many people out there who are thinking the exact same thing. I mean, I fall asleep in my kids' beds way more often than not, because I'm just fried at the end of the day. So I keep telling myself like, oh, I've got to get up at 4 a.m. to work out and to get all the things that I want to do done. But it doesn't seem like you're saying it has to be that way. We can find ways to sprinkle it in throughout the day so that we do feel like our needs are met and we don't feel both physically and mentally exhausted come 8 o'clock. Right.
Girl, I know everyone is feeling you. Like, there's something weird that happens. Like, I'm 42. And this year I've been all up in my feelings about being 42. I wasn't when I turned 40 or 41, but 42 like hit me a little bit differently. And I've had to kind of look at what I'm doing as far as like workouts and what I'm eating and how much I'm moving throughout the day and pivoting that. And it's been quite the experiment and quite okay. But I kind of see, you know, creating healthy habits for yourself as training for life, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to diet anymore. We don't want to like feel like we have to think about food all the time or our bodies. You just want to wake up and feel energetic and move, because it's actually going to give you more energy and feel like, oh man, now I'm able to like actually be present for my kids and spend time with my husband after I put them to bed. I mean, I feel like so many times they go to bed and like, as soon as my head hits the pillow, bam, I'm out. I'm like, bye babe. Yeah. See you tomorrow. Like after work, when we all get home again. So, you know, I think it's really changing your perspective and being like, how can I train for life? Because that's lifelong, right? We're not dieting like for a 30-day period. This is lifelong. Right. So it's really taking a step back and being like, where am I at? Meet yourself where you're at right now and see this as training for life. And even stepping back and kind of looking at your own habits that you do within the day and think, what's serving me and what's not? And how can I create these super simple, tiny habits that are so easy that you're going to feel such a sense of accomplishment in yourself, and it will just snowball from there in the best way possible.
I love it. You're so inspiring. You're really making me kind of rethink that default mode that I live in on most days. Before we begin to wrap up, I would love to have you tell us what your favorite habit hacks are. What works for you personally?
Yeah. Okay. So this is like a tried and true habit hack your health, like secret habit hack that I share like in our groups, because it literally like made it click for me as far as like fitness goes. And I'm a coach, I'm a fitness instructor. I coach at Orange Theory. I coach a few different other places too. And I get that movement is hard. It's hard. Sometimes we associate it with it being like sweaty and I'm sore and I don't like doing it, you know? So this is something called pee squats. So if you're drinking enough water throughout the day, every time you have to go potty, you flush, you wash your hands, do 10 squats.
Love it.
You go pee 10 times a day, that's 100 squats.
That's awesome. That's such a great idea.
Your booty's going to be lifted. Your quads are going to feel nice and tight. And if you were to stand there, that was a really great analogy though, Megan, because if I was to stand here and do 100 squats, I would burn out.
Yeah.
I would burn out. My form would fall. I wouldn't be doing like the best form of squats. But if you do a little bit throughout the day, that adds up and that's way more doable.
I love that. You're right. You can do it anywhere and nobody has to see you do it.
Yeah, nobody has to see me. I'm just in the bathroom by myself. Like, don't mind me. I'm just in here doing squats, but it works. It works. So, and you can do all kinds of different movements there. As far as like food freedom goes, I kind of alluded to it earlier. I always do a little mini meal prep. Anytime I cook something, I'm always cooking something else. It's usually just throwing it in the oven or the air fryer. That way it's good to go. That way I don't have to think. I'm in a hurry running my kids everywhere every night for activities that they have and other stuff like that. So I love to do mini meal preps because that is so less overwhelming. I don't do big recipes. I'm not a big believer in following recipes. That overwhelms me, and I just cannot. So I'm
just
a big
throwing some extra, you know, chicken in the oven while you're cooking something and making pasta or whatever it is, something else.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I have a philosophy called ingredient meals, where you always have different ingredients ready to go to piece together a meal, right? Like I have easy rice to cook up that I meal prepped while I was cooking dinner. And oh, I have some frozen veggies. Bam, 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 put it all together. You got a meal, right? And mm-hmm. It didn't take me any time. It didn't take me a long meal prep. It's so easy. So just having ingredients on hand and like amazing sauces and seasonings to create different meals out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, as far as like mindset goes, I have this really fun like habit stack that I started doing in the shower. I found these affirmation cards that are waterproof.
No way.
Into the wall of your shower.
I love that.
I love listening to podcasts and music in the shower. Like a lot of times I'll have the shower going and my husband's like, are you ever going to get in there? It's 15 minutes later. I'm like, I got to find the perfect thing to listen to while I'm in the shower. That's a lot of times where like I pray and I reflect, or I have really great ideas that come to me in the shower.
Yeah.
And these affirmations, you can find them like on Amazon, like just look up like waterproof, like shower affirmation cards. And I just pull one and you can just stick it to your shower wall and it stays there while you're showering. I have like six up on my wall right now, 'cause I've picked like my six favorite and I've gone through the whole stack. So I leave them up there and I'll pick a different one each time.
I love
it. It's such a great way to be like, okay, I'm doing some mindset work while I'm doing something I'm getting a shower, but I'm doing some mindset work at the same time.
I love it. And you know what? It also benefits the other members of your family too.
Yes. My husband's in there. I'm like, you are abundant. You are worthy.
That's so awesome.
Right. It's so good.
I love it. And that's what it is. This is like, we're busy working moms. This is multitasking, and it's multitasking with intention rather than just multitasking just to check the boxes and get stuff done.
If you were to ask me to sit down, like take even just 10 minutes to like pull like a card and like pray, meditate on it, that would feel really hard for me. That would feel hard.
Same.
But it's already in my shower. I pull the card, stick it on the wall while I'm like shampooing my hair, shaving my legs. I'm in for it.
That's awesome. Yeah, totally agree. I love that. Not that I need to add anything more to my cart on Amazon, but I'm going to check that out. That's really cool.
A good stocking stuffer.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that. And yes, plan now for the holidays. Be thinking about it now. So this was wonderful. Thank you so much. Such a fun conversation. I really, really appreciate it. Before we go, can you tell everyone how they can find you and how they can hear more from you?
Yes. Again, thank you so much for me on the show. You came on my show and we talked all things money, made my palms sweat, but it was such a good conversation. Money isn't scary, right?
It's not.
You can listen to Habit Hack Your Health wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can find everything there as far as resources. I also have kind of the system that I alluded to earlier. It's called the Healthy Habit Reset. It's just basic habit strategy 101. This is the system where you're just wanting to learn a little bit about habit strategy and how to create one simple habit right now. That's a free masterclass you can get anytime, anywhere. I'll make sure to get Megan the link so you can put it in the show notes. It's totally free. Perfect. It's like a one and done, watch it. And I provide some worksheets to help you take action and track your new habit over 21 days. But thank you again so much. This has been such a fun conversation.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. This is awesome.